Dr. Huxtable, Bill Cosby, has been found out, and he is reaping what he has sown. A word to the wise, including Judge Kavanaugh, Mr. Harvey Weinstein, or Weinstein, Pastor Bill Hybels, and even President Trump. Now, I would rather have President Trump than President Obama, personally, because President Obama introduced to our country and sanctioned via the government homosexuality and homosexual marriage, which we all know from the Bible will cause our country to be destroyed if we fully accept that. That's the main reason why I would rather have President Trump than President Obama. But this is a warning to him, because he is known, unfortunately, as a liar. And he has said some things and has admitted doing some things with women that he should not have done. And I warned him some months back to tell the truth and be humble and be a big man and admit that he had been involved with Stormy Daniels and the other beautiful woman, and just be a man about it. And I believe to this day, if he had done that, he would not have been caught in his lies, and so many people would not have turned on him, and there would not be a book that is coming out in October, but is already out on Twitter talking about his private parts and how poor of a sex partner he is. I know many diehard Trump supporters don't like this, but we need to be, particularly as Christians and as preachers, you can support Trump, but at the same time tell the truth to Trump, and that's what I do. And this is not only for President Trump and Mr. Kavanaugh and Harvey Weinstein, but it's for all of us. And today, this is more for us. We need to understand that the Word of God is true, and is being played out every day, not only with politicians, but with pastors and preachers. Pastors and preachers are falling out of the ministry left and right. I would imagine it is now on a daily basis. People who claim to be once called by God are out of the ministry. Some are killing themselves out of the ministry. So we're talking to everybody, Christians and lost politicians. So, and I want to say, and as I said in my title last night, which is rather long, when you are accused of something, the best thing to do is to admit that you are a sinner, and that you are capable of doing evil things, and that you have done evil things and bad things. And if you did not do the thing you are accused of, say that. And tell the truth, and move on. If you did, say that. And you will be amazed at how God will cause you to find favor with him and with people. We know that people are bringing up trumped up charges against the judge, and they held on to it for maximum effect. and trumped up charges against the president. We know this. This is all demonic politics. But what shames the devil and shames lying people is when you tell the truth on yourself, and that, and you're humble. You'll even win your enemies over by being honest. The day before yesterday, we saw from, yesterday we saw from the Word of God that sin will always have consequences, even in the punishment, even if the punishment comes years after the sin. Like in the case of Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, and Bill Hybels, Pastor Bill Hybels. We also pointed out that it is best for people to admit that they are sinners and capable of doing bad things when they are accused of wrongdoing, instead of painting themselves as perfect people, such as Judge Kavanaugh did the other night in which makes them sound as though they are lying. Numbers 32:23 says, "Behold, we have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 9 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." And this is a universal law. Our friends in India call it karma. You may be seated. The other day, Garoppolo, or whatever his name is, the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, he broke his ACL or something. He had an ACL problem. He's out for the season. She should not have done this, but she did. His former girlfriend sent out a tweet, and all she said on the tweet is, "Karma. K-A-R-M-A. You are reaping what you have sown by messing over me and messing with me and breaking my heart." Whether that's true or not, what is true, my beloved, you, I don't care who you are, this is a universal set law. Both of these verses. Be sure your sin will find you out. In both verses, God said, basically, do not fool yourself. Don't be deceived. You will reap what you have sown. Children who rebel against their parents, guess what? Their children are going to be double in rebellion. Wives who don't love and care for their husbands and their children will not be honored by the husband and children when they get older, as the Bible says should be the case. Husbands who do not love their wives and love their children will reap the whirlwind as the family grows, and may even see the family totally broken up. You will reap what you have sown. You don't tithe and give, you don't sow money into God's work on earth, you're going to reap what you sow, don't sow. So as a setup for the final message in this little series of what's going on right now in our society and how people in positions of power ought to handle things when they are accused falsely or otherwise, and how they can poke a needle in the balloon of accusations and see it deflate in the faces of their enemies. The way you do it is to be honest and to tell the truth. become a statesman and stop being a politician, and even use some deprecating humor like this when somebody is accusing you of something you did or did not do in high school. The judge can say, you know what, I did some bad things in high school and there's no telling what I did, but I can tell you this, I do not know this woman and I did not do anything with her. Something along those lines. Or I'm a bad sinner, I've done some bad things in my life, and I believe that will even make me a better judge, because I'm not perfect and I've had to judge myself, and I feel sorry for this woman and what she has gone through, but it wasn't with me, if that's the case. And if it's not the case and it was you, just say it was you and apologize to the woman, apologize to others, her husband and others who have been hurt by it, and I'll leave it in your hands as to whether or not you want me to be the judge. I'm a very contented man right now as I am. I'm not going to lie to get any kind of job. Being transparent, being honest, being real, telling the truth, and not sounding like you're trying to make yourself to be a choir boy, an angel who's never done anything wrong, is the best way to go. I don't care what the publicity people tell you, it's the best way to go, and you'll win in the end. Anyway, as a setup for my final message on tomorrow, let's look at these passages that deal not only with this matter and Bill Cosby and others, but us. And let's look at them in more detail. Numbers 32:23 says, "Behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." This has been shown to be true over and over throughout our history. People have hid some of the most heinous crimes and sins, but God knows where you are, and God has a way of bringing it out front and laying the boom down on your head. "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay." Dr. John Walford and Dr. Roy Zook state regarding this passage, "Moses assented to this plan and said that if they did all they were promising, they could have the Transjordan as their inheritance. But if they failed to do so, they would be sinning against the Lord, and be sure their sin would surely find them out." And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care who you are, this is true of you, of your life, of me in my life. We all know it to be true that if we sin against the Lord, our sin will find us out. And you are a very blessed person when your sin finds you out on this side of death, by the way, as is the case with Bill Cosby. Cosby has now a chance to humble himself down and trust Christ as Savior and become a soul winner and die apologizing to the people and die in peace. Some of you might remember George Wallace. This was a man who hated blacks, and blacks hated him. But before he died, he apologized. He made things right with blacks and won the governorship again. And he died, watch this, not in dishonor, but with honor, with black folks crying at his funeral. That's what we're talking about. Stop being a lying politician. Stop being a lying person who has done something great with his life, such as Cosby did, and act like you are mad because people are questioning you about the evil you have done. And become a statesman and tell the truth, and start telling the truth on yourself first. And so the writers continued, but if they failed to do so, they would be sinning against the Lord, and their sin would surely find them out. The appropriate punishment for that sin would eventually be meted out. And that's how it is in your life and in mine. God takes score. God is recording everything we do, everything we say, every thought we have. And be sure your sin will find you out. God will deal with you about your sin as sure as I'm black and my last name white. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, dear friend. It's not about just Bill Cosby. It's not about Brett Kavanaugh. It's just about him. It's not about Harvey. It's not about just the president. It's about you and me. Understand that sin is a bad boy. Sin will take you further than you wanted to go, keep you longer than you wanted to stay, and make you pay more than you wanted to pay. How many people are in trouble right now? How many people are suffering right now because of their sin? Their friends may not know what's going on, but they know. Oh, you know. We got these Christians who walk around talking about, pray for me, I'm going through a trial. No, you're going through a butt whipping from God. You're being chastised by your Heavenly Father. This is not a trial. Many of us have brought hell upon ourselves. We're not going through hell. We brought the hell upon our own heads. Not obeying God. Not doing it God's way. And then let's look at Galatians 6:7 in preparation for tomorrow. Be not deceived. Don't fool yourself. God is not mocked. Please understand. See, many of us think, well, God is so loving and God has been so gracious and God is so sweet that he's not going to lay the boom down on me. No, it's already set, man. The boom is already set to fall on you. This is a universal law. It's a set universal law. It doesn't matter. God does not have to even push a button on you. It's coming. It's coming. The way you treat your father, that's how your children are going to treat you, and you're going to suffer the whirlwind. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Don't we find it interesting in our little sowing friends who always talk about sowing and reaping? Sowing and reaping, sow this money, sow this seed of money in my ministry, and you will reap a whole bunch of money on the other side, lying devils from hell. But they never talk about this sowing and reaping. The sowing of having sex with a woman in the church that's not your wife and think that you're going to get away with it. That's not happening, Captaining. It's not happening. No. No, you got to be kidding. No. You're not going to be carrying on a 14-year relationship with a woman you're not married to. You think nobody knows about it. Your wife knows. God knows. The mothers in the church know all about it. Having sex with women in the church, and you think that you're not going to reap what you've sown. That's you got another thing coming. You're reaping it right now. There's a story that happened not too long ago. A man, pastor, was having sex with another man's wife and got caught by the husband. And the joker jumped out of the window, left his cell phone, left his jewelry, left his clothes, running down the street butt naked, the preacher down at the Baptist church. And he's still suffering from that to this day. He'll never live that down. Doctor, don't get mad with me. I'm just telling you what happened. And that story or similar stories could be told over and over again. It's happening all across this country. And now he's reaping what he has sown. Dr. Warren Wiersbe said of this passage, the basic principle of sowing and reaping is found throughout the entire Bible. God has ordained that we reap what we sow. It is already a set universal law. As sure as the world turns, your sin is going to come back like a boomerang. We're not that familiar with boomerangs in our country. But if you go to Australia, look up, because a boomerang might be coming at your head. Anyway, Dr. Wiersbe continues, were it not for this law, the whole principle of cause and effect would fail. You know why your marriage is shot to hell? Because you sowed some evil in your marriage years ago, and that's why your marriage is shot to hell today. You didn't obey God's word. The Christian marriage can be and should be a wonderful thing. Most are not. Why? Because people keep sowing evil in their marriages. And that's why so many end in divorce. And by the way, I have some good news about the millennials. They have learned from their divorced parents that marriage is worth it. One of the reasons why I have confidence in the millennials is because the baby boomers, us's, were so messed up that the millennials should have better sense. That's how the generations normally roll. There's a news report today that the millennials are cutting the divorce rate. Praise be to God. But so many marriages in baby boomer land are shot to hell, so much so we have multiple sites talking about our time. Are you kidding me? You have children, grandchildren, some of you have great grandchildren, and now you think because you've been divorced two or three times, is your time? No, your time is past. You liar and you hypocrite. You need to go back to your husband who has diabetes and is in an old folks home and comfort him, or vice versa. You're too old for your time. You need to go find your grandchildren who are on their way to hell and acting like hell and acting like devils, and find your own children and go and tell them what you should have told them when they were home. I love you. Let's pray together. If you can, it's probably too late. Baby boomer, let's get real. I'm going to go out here on our time and find somebody and make their lives just as miserable as both of y'all on metformin and half blind. Are you kidding me? Go sit your behind down somewhere. Get off the internet. You don't need to be on the internet. You don't know what you're doing. Sit down somewhere on the front porch. And invite your grandchildren over. They'll come over. The kids may, they may not want to get out. God bless their hearts, and we don't blame them. But let the grandchildren come over for about an hour. And you do with those grandchildren, you old son of a gun, what you should have done with your children. Pray with them. Play with them. Laugh with them. Tell them you love them while you got a chance. Instead of trying to find some old geezer and tell him, oh, I'm talking about you got a romance going on and you 72 years old. Sit your behind down. Baby boomers are far crazier than millennials or will ever be. Millennials are ignoring baby boomers and looking at them askance. Are you kidding me? Millennials are saying in their mind, they won't say it publicly, but many baby boomers don't have their priorities straight. You still trying to get your groove on and you at retirement age because you did not get your groove on when you were supposed to. Trying to have children at 60 when you should have had children at 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Now you're taking all kinds of pills and everything else to have a baby that you're not going to be there to raise. You've lost your mind. Anyway, Dr. Wiersbe said, the farmer who sows wheat can expect to reap wheat, and not just a little bit, a whole lot. So you can sow one apple seed, and guess what? A whole lot of apples are going to grow on that tree, not only just for one day or one season, but every year from now on. That's the problem with sowing and reaping. My charismatic prosperity gospel people, why is the sowing and reaping principle only about money? Why is it not about raising your children? Why is it not about your wife and your husband? Why is it not about your marriage? Why is it not about committing adultery and fornication, being a drunkard, being a liar? You sow all of that, you're going to reap it. You're going to reap the whirlwind. And it's hell to pay. Got pastors married and divorced 3 or 4 times and wondering why they're catching hell. God never intended for you to marry another woman. God intended for you to marry that one wife until death do you part. And now the millennials got to show the baby boomers how to do it. If it were according to Wiersbe, if it were otherwise, there would be chaos in our world. But God has also told us to be careful where we sow. And it is this principle that Paul dealt with here. He sees two possible kinds of soil, the flesh and the spirit. My God, you talk about jumping up and biting you in the behind. We can promote the flesh or promote the things of the Lord, the things of the Spirit. But once we have finished sowing, we cannot change the harvest. Oh, the harvest is coming, prosperity preachers. The harvest is here. For so many people today, you're in the harvest. You're reaping what you have sown. We all need to understand that it is important to confess our sins now and not be forced to confess them. If Bill Cosby had just come clean, listen to me very carefully. If Bill Cosby had just come clean, I really believe with all of transparent and remorseful and sorry about the demonic evil he did, he would not be sitting in jail today. Because it is amazing not what human beings can do in forgiving you and letting you go. It is amazing what God can do in the hearts of people to show you favor when you don't deserve it. I believe with all of my heart that if Harvey Weinstein does not come clean, he's going to go to jail too. I believe with all of my heart that Brett needs to come a whole different kind of way, Brett Kavanaugh, or to come, he needs to come a whole different kind of way than he did on the Fox interview. He needs to come clean. He needs to stop talking about how much he was a churchgoer and a virgin. Nobody wants to hear that. Man, like you've never done anything wrong. And talking about 14, when you was 14, the women who talked about you then when you were 14, how wonderful you were and nice you were to women. That's ridiculous. That is insane. He needs to sit there like a man and admit that in my teens I did some bad things. I was in fact devilish. Now this woman here, I do not recall this woman. I do not remember this woman. And there are other women I don't remember. They're all a blur, as it is with all of you senators sitting up there. As it is with her. As it is with all teenagers. Everything is a blur. We don't know about a whole lot of stuff. There are people that can walk up to us right now and tell me, don't you remember me? No, I don't. Right now, we can't remember. Many of us whoremongers, including myself, we could not remember the person's name that we had sex with in our teen years down at the graveyard. And you know it. This is nothing but foolishness. And I would tell, if I was Brett Kavanaugh, I would tell them tomorrow, this is nothing. I'm going to say the same words that Clarence Thomas said, who's sitting on the Supreme Court right now. This is nothing but a high-tech lynching of an uppity white man. And so, you do what you got to do. But I am a sinner. I've done some bad things in my life. My wife knows I've done some bad things in my life. I am not perfect. I am not Jesus. But I did not do this. And so... you do whatever you all have to do. And then Wordsby said, we all need to understand that it is important to confess our sins now because they will catch up and be revealed in the future. And by the way, I believe that this mess with Stormy Daniels, thank God the other far more beautiful woman has not said much, but she's next. This mess with Stormy Daniels could have been put to bed a year ago if President Trump had been a man and owned up to his wrongdoing and admit and tell the truth that he was involved with this woman. We all know he was. He lied about it. And now we got a situation now that's going to go on for years to come where a woman who has sex with him describes his private parts and tells the world that he's no good in bed. We don't need to hear that. All she wants is money, and she's going to get it through that book if he's not going to give it to her. It's better to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and let it be, and let the chips fall where they may. Now, in closing, ladies and gentlemen, since it has been proven that we're all sinners, since it has been proven that we're going to reap what we sow, since we know that God is going to hold us accountable for our behavior, even Judge Brett Kavanaugh, Bill Cosby, Harvey, Bill Hybels, President Trump, and everybody, all of us, Daniel White III, because I've done some evil things in my life, not only when I was lost, but since I have been saved, and all of us have. And you lie, and your feet ain't made, and your heart pumps peanut butter if you haven't, you liar. And I'm talking to every preacher, white and black, every pastor, from John MacArthur on down, everybody. And certainly, I'm not even mentioning the Catholic Church, because all of them are lost and on their and act like devils and demons and on their way to hell right now. They need to repent and get saved. messing with children, killing children, raping girls and raping boys. You got to be kidding me. And then going to sit there with a straight face and talk about the Catholic Church should not be judged by the standards of today. And so, are you kidding me, Pope? You need to sit your behind down and resign. And every priest ought to resign. Some church buildings ought to be shuttered. Boarded up. Because God, a long time ago, has written Ichabod across the doors. If you are not born again, it doesn't matter what religion you think you are a part of. You need to be born again today. If you are with us today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can be saved from your sins. Spurgeon talked about how that we can be saved from our sin. That's the main thing that Jesus died for, that we would be saved from our sins. Yes, and the consequences of sin. And by the way, it is Quincy Jones' birthday, and we want you to pray for him to be saved. What a talent. He believes in astrology. So pray for his soul to be saved. And if you're not saved, you get saved. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody has, from the Pope on down. Everybody has done evil. Everybody has done wrong. Your favorite preacher has done wrong and evil as well. We're just sinners. We're just beggars telling other beggars where the bread is, man. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. There are consequences for sin every day, all day. Bill Cosby understands that a little bit better today. He's paying the consequences of a lifetime of demonic evil against women that he took advantage of because he was Dr. Huxtable. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have not been washed in the blood of the Lamb, if you have not trusted Christ as Savior, Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than anybody in the Bible. He said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Those are the words of Jesus Christ. He said, well, preacher, who's going to hell? What do I have to do to go to hell? I'm glad you asked. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You want to avoid that by any means necessary. And the only means to avoid that is by trusting Christ as Savior. Now, hell is bad news. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. You can only be saved by the grace and love and mercy of God, because we all have sinned. We've all done ugly, nasty, wicked things, haven't we? We all have hurt somebody in our lives, haven't we? Let's tell the truth. were wicked, evil sinners, from the president on down. All of us have done wrong. And as they say, confession is very good for the soul and for the spirit. Mr. Cosby will not tell anybody, but I guarantee you there was some relief in his mind and in his conscience on yesterday. That might be the reason why he laughed. I don't know. There's no other reason to laugh but to finally say to yourself, you know what? I did it. And now I'm found out. So I might as well just go ahead and accept it. And that's what you need to do. Accept the fact that you are a wicked, evil, ungodly sinner. Just as I am. Just as the Pope is. Just as Billy Graham was before he died. Just as T.D. Jakes is. Tony Evans is. We all are sinners from every president on down. Every Supreme Court justice is a wicked sinner. And I believe we all know it. We're all sinners. We all have done bad in our lives. And as I mentioned, Supreme Court justices are sinners, even though they sit in judgment of others. I don't believe Anita Hill was lying about everything. She was an attractive woman. I believe Clarence Thomas said a few things to her that tried to get with her. And yet he's a Supreme Court justice, and he should be there. So should Brett Kavanaugh. But we need to be honest and tell the truth of the evil that we have done. Every last one of us are guilty before God Almighty. Let God be true and every man a liar. That's the Bible. That's not my word. That's God's word. So right now, since you are a wretched, evil, undone sinner, capable of doing anything, in the truth of the matter, by the grace of God, many of us have done things and we have not been caught, only by the grace of God. There go I. From preachers on down, and some of the biggest sinners known to mankind are pastors and preachers. Some are wicked as the devil, and they know it. And if it had not been for God on their side, they would be in a bad way right now. So pray and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. He is the only Savior. He is the only sinless somebody. He is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world because he was innocent. And we killed him. The Pope killed him. Billy Graham killed him. John MacArthur killed him. T.D. Jakes killed him. Tony Evans killed him. President Trump killed him. Abraham Lincoln killed him. I killed him. We all have killed Jesus. Crucified him. We murdered him. And he never did anything wrong. Emmanuel is his name, God with us. We all are guilty of murdering God. The Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. And we all need to admit it. We all need to admit we've done some evil things. We've thought some evil thoughts. We've said some evil things. We've tried to get with women we were not supposed to get with. And we've committed adultery and fornication. Some are homosexuals trying to turn God's will upside down with their wicked, evil ways. Some are living a lie. They lie so much they believe it themselves. They did evil in the past and then they're topping it off with lies. You know who you are. You know God is speaking to you right now. Admit that you are a sinner. Stop lying to yourself and stop lying to God. And tell the truth about how wicked you really are. and pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart and save your soul today, he will. For the Bible tells us in Romans 10, 9 and 13, that if thou, you, shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shalt be saved. For whosoever, the word whosoever means anybody at any time. Anybody at any time. I don't care what you've done. I don't care if you're a porn star like Stormy Daniels. I don't care if you are the woman that we read about today who goes out on dates with strangers to make money. Basically a glorified prostitution. I don't care if you're a drug addict or a drug dealer. Whosoever means whosoever, anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Stop lying to yourself. Stop being a hypocrite. Stop letting hypocrites keep you from Jesus. And believe on Jesus Christ today and get your soul saved. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. Yes, Lord, I have lusted after beautiful women that you have created. Yes, I have longed for men that are not my husband. Yes, I have lied about things. Yes, I have dishonored my parents and disrespected them and even mistreated them. Yes, I have taken your name in vain, Holy Father God. I've done wrong in my life. I have broken all of your Ten Commandments. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. My lying, my disobedience, my pride, my stubbornness, my witchcraft, my sorcery, my whoremongering, my being a whore, being a homosexual. Lord, for Jesus Christ's sake, forgive me of all of my sins and help me to repent and to turn from my evil ways. As I now believe with all of my heart in you, Lord Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to change. Help me to turn from my evil ways deep down in my heart and spirit and in my mind. And help me to live the way you want me to live for your glory, praise, and honor. Thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10, 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. And dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or go to one of our other receptacles and let us know. We have some free literature that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, be honest, tell the truth on yourself, and be free. God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.